Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're still listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Mr. Scott Dudley.
Hi, welcome back. Hey, emails, wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. If you have any thoughts, comments, questions, concerns, or other types of communication you want, that's where you can catch us.
And so, if that was way too long for you to write it down, just go to kxoradio.com and you can listen to the podcast.
There you go. And I'll say it over and over as many times as you want. We're joined today by Harvard psychologist Dr. Ellen Langer, and our topic today is mindfulness. And we're starting to get a picture, I think, of what's... So, you know, we were right before the break, you were kind of talking about the good and the bad, if you will, like kind of avoidance and attraction, and that is in our minds. It's not really inherent in any of the things that we're trying to avoid or attract to.
Right. Events are not positive or negative. Consequences are not positive or negative. These are ideas that we impute to what happens. And when you recognize that, life is, it's just a whole different life. Stress, which people think is somehow a part of life, doesn't need to be. The largest point that I think people need to understand is perhaps the idea that stability is more or less an illusion. We hold things still so we can have some control over it, but we're not really holding it still. We're only holding our understanding still, and we actually give up control. So we've done a lot of research on physical health, for example. And what happens is, let's say you go to the doctor and you get a diagnosis.
Okay.
So for argument's sake, let's just say you've got asthma. What will happen is that most people will take the inhaler when they need it, and that's the end. They just assume that they have to have asthma. Now, nothing stays the same. Nothing stays the same. If we paid attention to the way our symptoms change, then we can begin to get control of symptoms even for the most severe illnesses we suffer. So let's say you were going to try to get some control over asthma, and you started paying attention to when do you need the inhaler and when don't you need the inhaler. Well, if you did that and you saw, gee, for argument's sake again, when I'm with Scott, I need the inhaler.
Sorry,
when I'm with Maria, I don't need the inhaler.
Yay.
Well, then the cure is right in front of you, right?
Get rid of Scott. That's it. Get rid of him.
Yeah. Well, people who are depressed think they're depressed all the time. Nobody is anything all of the time. And nothing stays the same. So if you were to tune in periodically and say, am I more or less depressed now than I was an hour ago? There will be a difference. And the question is, well, why? And you search for the answer to why. And you may come up with the solution. But the search itself is mindful. And 40 years of research has shown that that's good for your health.
Yeah.
See, but we don't do this because we're so hell-bent on holding things still. The key to everything is a deeper appreciation of uncertainty. And I think that most people are afraid of being uncertain. And the reason for that is that they make a personal attribution for it. Basically, they're saying in some way, I don't know it, but it's knowable. I probably should know it, therefore I'll fake it, some version of that. Instead, because everything is changing, everything looks different from different perspectives, if they made a universal attribution for uncertainty, I don't know, you don't know, nobody knows, then one can be more comfortable with not knowing. And it's that not knowing that makes things exciting. You don't know, then you pay attention. and you learn new things about the people around you, about the flowers you see, you know, about whatever it is that strikes your fancy. Whatever it is you think you already know, you really don't know. You can't know it as well as you might think you do. And that's good, not bad, because that's motivating, that leads you to be engaged, and that finding out, that noticing new things, keeps the neurons firing. And all of our research shows that, as I said initially, that's literally and figuratively enlivening. We make people more mindful by this act of noticing, and they live longer.
Dr. Langer, do you find that,
yes,
that just a little bit of experience with this kind of uncertainty or beginning to notice stuff is enough to kind of create a tipping point in individuals, or is this something?
Yeah, I think so. I think, that's a good question. It depends on the particular person. You know, that for some people, when I show them that even that one in one is not always two, that might be enough to convince them that they just don't know. For other people, you may need to have many more experiences. But once you recognize that uncertainty is the rule, not the exception, then things become exciting again.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.